Hi, my name is Jaswinder. I come here from India in 1976 as a visitor because my sister lives here. After that, I'm married here and settled down in this country because I have only my sister here. Nobody, no relative in the home. Then me and my sister think we can live together in one country.
Right, how did you end up in rugby? Do you want to?
After marriage,
Oh.
okay, and my sister live in London. Then I can live with her before I marriage. After marriage, I can move in Birmingham. Then my husband had a fish and chip shop. Then I move in Hinckley, London. After that, my husband move in Rugby. Then I move with him in Rugby. Then we have a taxi business. Then we can start the taxi business about 20 year. Then my husband died. After my husband died, death. I have two boys. Then boy look after the business. Then I can live with my sons, Rugby here. Miss the country as
Yeah.
well, Punjab as
Right.
well. I go every year actually. Yeah, because I have no parents, no auntie, no uncle, nobody's over there. They all died. Me and my sister live here. And I have my parents' land over there. I can look after that one. I can go every year and sometime twice a year. Yeah.
What about the weather?
Weather. We can when we go to India, we can check the weather first. We not actually go to the June, July because too much heat over there. We actually going like
March
March,
and
April
April,
or October,
October and
November. Yeah, that
September,
time. Yeah,
November.
the weather. Some in the summer is very hot, and winter is too hot as well because there is no facility
Very
like that.
cold.
The heat inside or
Yeah,
something like
it's
that.
very cold. Sorry.
Yeah, because we live here with our children. That's all right. When we go home, we brought up over there and born over there. I miss that attitude as well. You know, the people. There's when you go home, back home, there are so many people coming to around see you because of, and here when you come back here, everybody say hi. That's it. Because we actually miss that attitude. And here, everybody's working here, everybody busy life here. Then sometime when we go over there, we miss that life as well, you know. Yeah. The both countries, where you live actually, where you live, you can like that place. And this is our country, but we go to visit over there, just a holiday time, you know, that's it. So many memories when we young actually go to school, college over there, you know, the friends actually, then you can actually that memory is quite painful when you go back there, nobody's there, you know, like parents, no parents over there, and some relatives not there, they all died, you know. Some memories nice, more painful, you know.
But you go back every year.
Every year, yeah, I
Yes.
go back because like that. My in-laws' family, my husband's family, only one brother lived there. He died as well. The next generation over there, the rest of my husband's family here. And I have only one. My sister, she live here. My parents died. I have no brother. Then when I go back, I go to my mom's house because that belonged to me and my sister. I don't go to my husband's side. I'm going to visit them, but I'm not live over there. That's a different place. That's still in Punjab. One village here, one village over there. Then when I go back, I can open my mom's house because I got the I can clean up everything, then settle down over there. But well, that memory is quite painful. Yeah.
But you, when you were doing this project, I think you had an object.
Yes, I can bring some object which when I go to India for some different places like Rajasthan, the one state Punjab, one from Rajasthan. I can buy some kind of marble things, you know, the marble things. Then I like that pieces. I can buy from there to here. And that's quite nice, memorable, you know. That. Yeah.
What was that, the object you brought in the first week?
First week, yes.
Yeah, was yours the marble?
Marbles one, yeah. That's the marble one, yeah.
And it was, can you describe it?
That's for some kind of marble. That's very, very fine arts over there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they make some kind of, what they call it, some bowl, like it looks like a bowl.
Yeah.
When you see the marble, that's very, very fine art people doing with the hand.
Was it engraved?
Engraved, yeah. That's it. They cut the marble.
Yeah.
And make some very fine art over there. That's why I like that.
What was the picture of?
That's some kind of small tray. Not a tray, but you can stand up there on that marble bowl. Looks like a bowl, but that's something
else. But the picture that was engraved into it?
That's for Rajasthani traditional people.
Okay.
Wear the traditional clothes, you know, they can make the art for the traditional things over there.
The Punjabi wear suit.
No, that's wear the Rajasthani outfit.
Rajasthani outfit.
Did you bring in?
I can bring mine as well. I buy because I can bring some material as well. They can print like you. The lady show us the map today. Then they think they put some on clay or something like that. You know, they put some stumps on the clothes. They can make the outfit. Yeah. That one thing is Rajasthani culture.